Volkswagen, once the world's most trusted car company, at one point seems to have decided that the best thing for its loyal customers would be to make cars that lie to EPA regulators about their emissions and fuel efficiency. The lie is in the software of 11 million diesel vehicles that tell inspectors the cars are more fuel efficient than they really are. But during normal driving situations, the cars actually can spew up to 40 times as much pollution as allowed under the Clean Air Act. Brian Dickerson, Detroit Free Press columnist, your first VW?
John, my first VW is the vehicle I own now. I bought it in January 2014. I'm a VW virgin.
And mine was a 1963 white Beetle, which I bought in the 70s for about $150. I'm devastated by this.
I'm betrayed. VW has made me a liar and a polluter, two things I never wanted to be.
And, you know, what do you think this does to the brand? You've written about this disheartening, you know, emotional connection to a car. You know, we all have emotional connections to cars, but what does that translate in terms of business models and sales, that sort of thing?
Well, all the evidence is it's killing their stock price. It's killing the resale value of their diesel vehicles. I assume all of their vehicles. It's so much worse than the other things car companies have admitted to in the last year or two. This wasn't a safety defect that somebody discovered belatedly and tried to cover up. This was deception built into the design of the vehicle.
And it raises some pretty disturbing issues here, Brian. Now, if that chip can tell the EPA that the emissions are well under the federal standards, can it also tell me that I need a new brake system when I don't, and that I should go to my VW dealer and buy one when I don't need one?
You know, software has as much integrity as the people who design it, is my understanding of what software is. And so, yeah, I mean, it exposes our vulnerability in all kinds of ways.
Is there any regulation on what the chips must say when it says, you know, your engine light comes on and you need servicing? I mean, if that's just a timer or relates in no way to measuring the capability and qualities of the engine, can't the government say something about that?
Well, I suspect that it's illegal for a manufacturer or a dealership to tell you need service or you need a replacement product that you don't need. I assume that's fraud. However, the message is conveyed to you. But John, I would love to talk to people who say we have too much regulation in this country and we don't need to regulate manufacturers like automakers. If this is what happens when regulators are watching closely what's going on in industries where there's no attempt to monitor what the manufacturer is doing.
Well, I mean, it's exactly like the HAL situation in 2001. HAL said that the antenna needed to be replaced, and it didn't need to be replaced. I mean, the car could get mad at you and say, oh, you got plenty of fuel there, Brian. Plenty of fuel. Just keep driving, buddy. And then boom.
And John, weren't you, as a loyal VW customer, weren't you hoping that the CEO would come on and say, listen, we have this crazy guy in our software department. He's mad at the company and he designed this in. But no, they seem to be conceding, yeah, we did this and now we've got caught and we've been caught and we feel very badly about it. And we hope you'll give us another chance.
Brian Dickerson from the Detroit Free Press. He's a columnist and a VW owner. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks, John.